Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very important and significant question regarding a very central topic and a very significant topic within Islam, and that is the concept of the world or the dunya. As you know, the dunya has been referenced many times in the Holy Quran and the Hadith. Probably just as much as Allah has been referenced, the dunya has been mentioned, has been talked about, and has been spoken about. And generally, it's in negative terms, right? We usually think of the world as something negative, right? But when we look at the Quran and the Hadith, we see that sometimes the world is mentioned in a positive way. For example, in a very famous tradition or hadith from the Holy Prophet, the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ has been narrated to have said, "Do not insult the world, for verily it is the best mount for the believer, because by means of it he attains good, and through it he is saved from evil. If a servant of God says, 'May Allah curse the world,' the world replies, 'May Allah curse the most disobedient one towards his Lord from amongst us.'" Right? So the world itself has been referenced also in a positive manner, in the sense that it is this world, this dunya, is a place where we can cultivate our akhirat. Right? It is the ground for the cultivation of the hereafter. Right? So in and of itself, right, the world, fi had nafsi, and in and of itself, it's not something evil. Rather, the thing that's evil about the world is attachment to the world, the love of the world. Right? For example, the Holy Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said, "The gravest of the grave sins is love of the world." Akbarul kaba'ir hubbud dunya. Right? So if we see in other verses or in other hadith, the world itself is mentioned in a negative way, by referring to these other verses and hadith, we can gather that over there in those verses in which the world has been mentioned categorically as being evil, there's something implicit there. Right? There's something implicit and implied there, and that is that the world, the love of the world, or the attachment to the world, right, or pinning one's hope on the world, or something like that, is implied and implicit there in those hadiths, and it shouldn't be taken in an absolute and a categorical manner. For example, in one hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, it's been narrated to have said, "The one who attaches his heart to the world has attached his heart to three things: endless worry, false expectation, and an unattainable hope." So again, in this hadith, we see that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he condones and condemns the attachment to the world, right? Or the love of the world, not the world in and of itself. Otherwise, the world in and of itself, there's nothing evil in it. It's one of the ayat and signs of Allah, and therefore it can be a positive in nature, not necessarily negative. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the world and the dunya by referencing the Quran and the Hadith. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.